So we saw up to shloka number 20 in the last webinar. Now let us continue with shloka number 21. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura nahisu vigneyam anureva dharmaha anyam varam nachiketo vrinishva mamoparotsihi atimasu srijainam. Shloka number 21. So in the last shloka number 20, Nachiketas has asked for self-knowledge. Yama is a jnani and he has got self-knowledge. Not only he is a jnani, he has the necessary skill to communicate this wisdom also. That means what? He is not just only a brahmanishtaha, he is also a shrotriyaha. Shrotriyaha means a person who has learned that thing from a guru, who has the methodology of communication. Because he has directly learned from a guru, he knows how to communicate this vidya. So Yama is ready to give this wisdom. But the question is Nachiketas ready to receive this wisdom? Because that's the question. Because any transaction requires someone fit to give and somebody fit to receive also. So Yamadharma Raja, he wants to know whether Nachiketas is a fit receptacle, is a sadpatram to give this vidya. If he is not fit, then the communication will not take place at all, will go above the head, it will be a waste. Actually, if Nachiketas does not understand, there is no problem. But if he misunderstands, then there is a problem. Because even more, if he comes back to Bhuloka after wrongly understanding. So with the wrong understanding, if he comes back to Bhuloka and he starts to teach this knowledge to others, it is going to be even worse. So the tradition was very much frightened of such problems. So they kept it very secretive. They, even though they were interpreted by people as selfish, but the fact is not that. If it goes in the wrong hands, a wrong tradition will be initiated. That was the concern. And so there are many wrong traditions and there will be one right tradition. And after some time, a stage will come, you won't even know which is the right tradition at all. So Krishna tells actually in the third chapter, Na buddhi bedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. Krishna says this, never confuse the society, buddhi bedam, by giving this wisdom freely without testing the capability of the recipient. So it should be given to a fit person only. And a fit person in the Shastras is called an adhikari, yogyaha, the person who is eligible. The knowledge is received by an adhikari, that alone will bless him. So also, Atma Vidya gurus, they had a general instruction that this should be given only after making sure that the recipient is qualified. So in keeping with this, Yamadharma Raja wants to find out first whether Nachiketas is qualified to receive this knowledge. Now the question is what are the factors which will make a person an adhikari, an eligible person to receive this knowledge? The Shastras, they already indicated this, we have seen this in Tattva Bodha. It has got the fourfold qualifications, the sadhana chatushtayam, viveka. Viveka means the discrimination, the discriminative, the ability. The self-knowledge alone will give me freedom from sorrow. That ability to discriminate what is eternal and what is ephemeral, that is called viveka. Other than that, without that self-knowledge, you know, whatever other things I seek, they are all going to be impermanent. They are all temporary only. And second thing is vairagya. Vairagya is dispassion. It is a natural consequence of discrimination. Since I know that all other things and accomplishments in this world cannot give me real freedom, I don't consider them as a primary thing in my life other than self-knowledge. So this is dispassion. So this attitude towards our goal, other goals of life, all other things are not going to be good for me, only self-knowledge alone is good for me, that ability to understand. So it doesn't mean there is hatred towards all other things, but knowing that they cannot solve the human problem for good. That is the knowledge. And the third qualification is Shatka Sampattihi. There are six-fold disciplines, integration of the personality. Personality consisting of the Annamaya Kosha, the physical body, consisting of sense organs, organs of action, sense organs, organs of knowledge, emotional, mind, rational intellect, all those things. So all these must be healthy and function in an integrated manner. That is, all our organs, our body, mind, intellect must all function in uniformity, in harmony. So this is called Shatka Sampattihi. Shatka means six. Six-fold qualifications. So six-fold disciplines. We have seen this also in Tattva Bodha in detail. So self-mastery, self-integration, organization, management, all includes mind control, sense control, forbearance, so many things. And the fourth qualification is Mumukshutvam, the intense desire, the craving for self-knowledge. Just as a person under water, he will have only one desire. What is that desire? Somehow I should get out of this water. So thus, discrimination, dispassion, disciplines, and desire for moksha. So they all make a person adhikari, an eligible person. Now, Yamadharma Raja wants to have an entrance examination, perhaps, to know whether Nachiketas has all these fourfold qualifications. Of these four, the first examination is regarding the fourth qualification, namely, whether Nachiketas really desires for this self-knowledge, mumukshutvam, whether he has it or not. And this intense desire is called tivra mumukshutvam, tivra iccha, tivra jignasa. And how do we find whether a person has got this intense desire? One method used by traditional teacher is discourage the student first from gathering the knowledge. So give as many obstacles as possible. Delay, say come next month, come after 1 year, all that thing. So adopt different methods deliberately to see whether the desire is intense or not. If the desire is a casual desire, the excuse given for not studying are plenty. The slightest possibility of anything, the person will not attend the lecture. When the desire is intense, even if one has a fever of 103 degrees, 104 degrees, one will not give up that pursuit. So Yamadharma Raja wants to test him by first discouraging him. And how does he do? He gives that in Mantra 21 that we just read. If you see the second line, it says, Yeshaha Dharmaha Anuhu. Dharmaha here means Atma. So normally Dharma means the ethical or moral way of life in general. But what is the reason of the meaning of Dharma here as Atma? Dharma, as we told, etymologically, dharma means whatever that sustains the creation is called dharma. Derived from the root, dhru, to sustain, to hold. So, dharanat dharmaha, that is how it is derived. So, ethics or morality are called dharma. Because only they will keep a society together, intact. If the value system breaks down, then the society cannot survive. So they are the sustainers of the society, and so they are called dharma. So extending the same principle here, Atma is also called dharma because we will see that it is the very substratum of the entire creation. Atma is the very substratum of the entire creation. So it is the srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam. Since Atma sustains the entire creation, it is also called dharma here. So Bhagavan can be called also dharma. Because that is the name of the Lord in Vishnu Sahasranama also. One of the names of the Lord in Vishnu Sahasranama is Dharma, sustainer. And in this context, Dharma is Atma. And why this meaning here? Because in the previous mantra, Nachiketas has asked for what? Atma Vidya only, self-knowledge. And so in this context, we will take Dharma meaning Atma. So Yeshaha Dharmaha, this Atma, which is there in every living being, which will continue to exist even after the death of the individual, the Atma will continue. So, Anuhu, it is Anuhu, it is like an atom. Literally, it means atom, Anu means atom, but here it is like an atom. Not that Atma is equal to atom, atom is the smallest size. But Atma is all-pervading. We say it is all-pervading. we'll see actually later, all those discussions are going to come later. It is going to be all pervading. So it is not the size of an atom, but it is like atom. And why it is like atom? Because the atom also is not perceptible to our sense organs. And so is Atma. It is extremely subtle. Because of the subtle nature, it is called Anu. So Anuhu, it is very subtle like atom. So Indriya Agocharam, it is called. So Sarva Pramana Agocharam, whatever Pramana we have, it is not detectable by any of them. So is this Atma. So because the Atma is extremely subtle, O Nachiketas, you cannot know this Atma very easily at all. It is a very, very tough course. If one has to go through that, it's a very tough course. So take some other simplest subject. Don't require all these qualifications for that. So this is the first discouragement that Yamadharma Raja wants to give to Nachiketas. That is, Atma is extremely subtle. So what is the conclusion? Nahi suvijnayam. It cannot be easily grasped by a person. There are many people in the field of self-knowledge for 20, 30 years, and they say, I have a doubt regarding Atma only. Annamaya, Pranamaya koshas are all very clear. Avastha trayas are all very clear. Only thing not clear is Atma. So one can study for years and still may have the basic doubt on Atma. And so Yamadharma Raja says, it is not easily comprehensible. And in support of this, Yamadharma Raja says, actually in the first line, Devaihi api vichikitsitam. Even gods are not able to know this Atma. In spite of superior instruments they have superior instruments of perception. They have great facilities, very good health, best body, best environment, no hunger, all comforts they have, best mind and intellect. That means what? They can study this constantly without any problem. In spite of all these, Devaihi abhim vichikitsam. This Atma was doubted by them. Pura means long before. Vichikitsam means samshayita. It's doubted. So this we know from Keno Upanishad also. If you remember the story of Keno Upanishad, which I have, I think, mentioned earlier, where Brahman appeared as a saguna yaksha with a brilliant form. It's a beautiful, huge form, like a brilliant form, saguna yaksha. And that Sagunam Brahma itself could not be known by Agni, by Vayu, by Indra, for all these people. So if Sagunam Brahma itself is incomprehensible, what to talk of Nirgunam Brahma? So if Devas themselves could not understand, then how difficult it should be for humans. So your first two boons were intelligently asked, but the third one is a wrong choice. So, O Nachiketas, Nachiketa, Anyam Varam Vrinishva. Choose some other boon. This is how Yamadharma Raja discourages him. Choose some other boon. And Mama Uparotsihi. May you not compel me to impart this self-knowledge. You have a right to compel, because I promise the boons. So if you compel, I have to teach, but I will suggest to ask something else. So Mama Atisruja enam. May you not insist upon this particular knowledge. Ma Atisruja. Please relieve me from this onerous task. It is not only difficult for the teacher, for the student also. It is not easily communicable. Actually, in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ascharyavati Pashyati Kaschidenam, Ascharyavati Vadati Tadeva Chanyaha. It is all Ascharyam. Teacher is a wonder. Teaching is a wonder. The student is a wonder. And the greatest wonder is what? In spite of elaborate teaching, the student says, I don't understand. So it is such a subject. Sloka 22. Devaistrapi, Devairatrapi, Vichikitsitam kila, Tvam chamrityoho, Yenna srijeyam atha, Vakta chasya, Tvadriganyo na labhyaha, Nanyo varastulyaha, etasya kaschit. Now these are the words of Nachiketas. He is now replying to Yamadharma Raja. Here we find the intelligence of Nachiketas. Yamadharma Raja gave certain reasons to say that this is not a worthy boon for Nachiketas to ask. and Nachiketas uses the same reasons. And he concludes, therefore, this is only the worthy boon that I should ask you. He uses the same reasons. So whatever reasons were given for discouragement, the same are used by Nachiketas as encouragement. And that is the beauty. That is his intelligence. Now let us look at the sloka. Devaihi api atra vichikitsitam. O Yamadhamaraja, you say even the gods are not clear about this knowledge. They are all doubtful about this. From this, what conclusion one can make? This knowledge is extremely rare, because even the gods are not able to understand it completely. So since this is the rarest of the wisdoms, that even the gods do not understand very well, don't know, then it must be the most valuable wisdom. And therefore, I want this wisdom only, very worth seeking. That is number one reason. And the second reason is, He Mrityoho, Tvam na Sugnyeyam Atha. You say that this teaching is not easily accessible to people. That means what? I cannot acquire this wisdom by my own independent effort. I cannot do that. And so I necessarily need a guru, a teacher. Such an assistance may not be available on earth. Since you say it is very, very rare. You already said it is very rare. So how I can find such a guru in the earth? So the third reason is, even if I need a guru, what type of guru I should seek? I should like to get the best guru in the world. The best school, best college I want to go to learn. Compared to human gurus, a celestial guru is definitely better. And not only he will have the knowledge and skills, even among gods, Yama is the best choice for this knowledge. Why Yama is the best choice? Nachiketa's question is what? What will happen to an individual after death? That was his question. So the question is centered on the death department. And who is the Lord of Death Department? Yama Dharmaraja. Since Yama's job function, his duty is death, he should definitely know what is destroyed and what is not destroyed. And so Nachiketas tells as the third reason. So he says, Twadrige Vakta na Anyaha Labhyaha. I can never get a teacher, a guru, who is as great as yourself. Nachiketas is addressing Yamadharmaraja. So there is no guru as great as you are. So I need the assistance, and you are the best support for that. And it is the rarest wisdom also. So because of these three reasons, which are the three reasons now? One is what? Is the rarest and the valuable vidya, number one. And two, I definitely need an external assistance. I cannot do it myself. And three, you are the best guide, best teacher for that purpose. And because of these three reasons, what is my conclusion? Anyaha yetasya tulyaha varaha kaschit nasti. After reconsidering all that, I will again vote for the same boon alone. There is no other boon equal to this or better than this. So even if you ask 100 times, I will ask the same boon only. I am not going to change. I need Atmajnanam, I need Atmajnanam, and I need Atmajnanam only, nothing else. So thus Nachiketas, he indicates his intense desire for self-knowledge, which is the fourth qualification, namely Mumukshutvam, Tivra Mumukshutvam or Tivra Jignasa, the craving desire, intense desire. So at the end of Bhagavad Gita actually, Lord Krishna says, four qualifications are required to study Gita, and among the four, Krishna emphasizes one qualification called Sushrusha. He says, Nacha Sushruve, Nacha Sushruchave Vachyam, Nachamam Yobhyasuyati, Idante Natapaskaya, Na Bhaktaya Katachana. Krishna says that this should not be imparted to those who do not have practice of austere qualities, very good qualities. So Sushrusha, Stotum Icham. An intense desire to listen and follow the teaching coming from a competent guru, a good guru. And Nachiketas has this qualification, namely Tivra Mumukshutvam, number fourth qualification, that now Yamadharmaraja understood. So mantra number 23. Shata Yushaham Putra Pautran Vrinishvam Bahun Pashun ஹஸ்தி ஹிரண்யமஸ்வான் பூமேர் மகதாயதனம் விருணீஷ்வ ஸ்வயம் ச ஜீவ சரதோ யாவதிச்சசி. Now Yama is giving the second entrance exam to Nachiketas. First paper Nachiketas has passed with flying colors. Now the second test is given by Yama Dharmaraja to test the second qualification, namely dispassion or vairagya. When I have a desire for something, my desire is indicated by what? By my willingness to sacrifice the thing for the full, whatever thing it is I have, for the fulfillment of desire. If I want to get something, how much money I am willing to pay, how much money I am willing to sacrifice to get that. So what all I am ready to sacrifice to fulfill that desire, it is directly proportional to the sacrifice, the intensity of the desire. For a feeble desire, I will sacrifice minor things. When the desire is more, my willingness to sacrifice also will be more. Buying a book, whether buying a shirt or buying a, whatever it is, sari, anything. So desire is directly proportional to the quantity that one is willing to sacrifice. And so Yamadharmaraja is tempting by offering several things instead of Atmajnanam to Nachiketas. Now you should decide whether you are willing to sacrifice all these and choose Atmajnanam, or are you willing to sacrifice Atmajnanam for the sake of all these worldly benefits. So first Yamadharmaraja offers temptation in the form of worldly pleasures, which are very common. Human being, you know, they all will value that. In Vedanta it is called Ihapalam. It is called Ihapalam. In Tattubodha also we saw Iham Amutrartha Pala Bhoga Viragaha. All the pleasures of the world Yamadharmaraja is offering now. What are the common things that people desire? He gives a list. Putra Pautran Vrinishwa. Arthakama desires. 99% people are carried away by them. So Yamadharmaraja says, I will give you lot of children and grandchildren. Putran Pautran Vrinishwa. You may ask for all of them. And what type of children also? Shatayushaha. No premature death. Most painful thing for a parent is what? Is to see the child's death, natural or unnatural, whatever it is. So children will live longer, 100 years. I will provide that to you. And what next? Bahun Pashun. I will give you plenty of cattle wealth. Pashu represents wealth in those days. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Janaka, he says in a dialogue with Yajnavalkya, and for every teaching, he gives 1,000 cows. Hasti, Rishabam, Sahasram, Dadamiti, Hovacha. Elephant, cattle, all thousands. Hasti means elephant. So he is willing to give all these. So if someone gives you an elephant, actually we should not just take it because it is free. The moment if the elephant is given, if you take home, what are you going to do with that? To feed is very difficult. So Yamadharmaraja says, Hiranyam, I will give you sufficient resources to maintain them also. Gold, all the properties. Ashwan, horses also I'll give. And for example, if I live in a flat, let us say in a place like New York or some place like that, in a 500 square feet apartment, what can I do with all these horses and elephants? So Yamadharmaraja says, Bhumehi Mahat Ayatanam Vrinishwa. You can take the biggest empire as a gift from me, so much of land, where you will have sufficient place to house all these elephants and horses and cows. Actually, Shankaracharya writes, you become an emperor. Such a big status may you have, Yamadharmaraja is offering to Nachiketas. Because only emperors can maintain all these. And if all these things are gained by me, and suppose I die young, what is the use? So he says, Swayam cha jiva. May you yourself live long. Not 100 years, but Sharadaha yavati ichasi. As many number of years as you want. It's a blank check. Who is giving? The Lord of Death. So when he gives a blank check about life, the Lord of Death himself, then one is assured of very, very, very long life. Right? So the promise is given by the head of the death department. So if Yamadutas come, then what you can do? You can show this authorization that they cannot touch you. So all these pleasures you may have, But the condition is what? You should not ask Atmajnana. You should not ask self-knowledge. So what should we do now? To know the intensity of our desire for moksha, we should read all these verses and ask ourselves, am I willing to sacrifice all these? Then we will know where we stand. So, wonderful self-examination shloka for all of us. Shloka number 24. Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam vrinishva vittam chirajivi kancha mahabhumau nachiketastva medhi kamanam tva kama bhajankaromi. Yama still continues with his temptations. He wonders, perhaps Nachiketas might have some other type of desire. Because Nachiketas is keeping quiet. He is giving all these lists. He is not jumping up. So he is just keeping quiet. So he is now giving more list. Because he says, times are changing now. When we were young, we asked for certain types of toys. Certainly not video games and all, when we were all young. Right? Now children ask for only modern day entertainment. They have got all those, I don't know, all these Xbox, Y-box, all those things are all there. So Yamadharma Raja says, O Nachiketas, I am not sure what is the trend down below in earth. So I will tell you, Etat Tulyam Varam, any other boon equivalent to whatever I have offered just now, you may ask. Those days vehicles were in the form of horses and elephants. Now we don't go by any of them at all. We can have, you know, all BMWs and Mercedes and all those kinds of vehicles. So, etat tulyam yadi varam manyase. If you want anything equivalent to that, you can ask. Vrinishva, ask for all those. All free of cost. I'll give anything. Vittam, greater your positions. So, greater your maintenance cost also. So, vittancha, when you have all these, your maintenance cost also is going to be high. So, I will give you lot of wealth also, so that you will have no problem to maintain them also. Chirajivi kancha, the long life which I had already promised to you, in addition to whatever is already offered, I will also give you very long life. In short, what? O Nachiketas, mahabhumau yedhi. We have to supply here the word chakravarti actually. May you become an emperor of the entire earth, not just any small kingdom. You will become the emperor of the entire earth. Not only that, if there are anything that are not mentioned, include them also. Another blank check. Kamanam tva kama bhajam karomi. I shall make you the enjoyer of all the entertainments in the world. I shall make you the possessor of all forms of wealth. Mobile wealth, immobile wealth. So sthavaram, jangamam, all I will give you. But one condition. What is the condition? You should not ask for Atmajnanam, self-knowledge. So what is the indirect teaching to us? If one has to choose Atmajnanam, one should be mentally ready to sacrifice all these things. So that is the message. Whether one sacrifices or not is not the question, but whether one is mentally prepared to sacrifice all these things, that's the question. One who is mentally prepared has got Tivra Vairagyam. So that is what is to be learned from this particular shloka, whether we have got Tivra Vairagyam or not. Shloka 25. Ye kama durlabha martya loke sarvan kaman chandata prarthayasva ima ramaha saratas saturyaha Nahidrisham Lambaniya Manushyaihe Abirmat Prattabihe Parichara Yasva Nachiketo Maranam Manuprakshihe. Now the temptation continues just to find out the intensity of Nachiketas' Vairagyam, his dispassion. And in this particular shloka, Yama offers some more free gifts. In addition to whatever was already given earlier, he is giving more. What are those? Martyaloke ye kamaha durlabaha. What are the pleasures on earth which are extremely rare? Durlabaha. Make a list of all those pleasures which are extremely rare in the bhuloka. Either it requires extraordinary power, position, money, rarest of the rares. May you make a list of all of them. and then I will offer all of them to you. Not that I will make a short list and offer. You can make any long list. Sarvan Kaman Prarthayasva. May you choose all of the pleasures and possessions. All that you can choose. You can make a list. Kamaha. Kamaha refers to sense objects, pleasurable objects. Karma Vyutpatti. So Kamyante Iti Kamaha. And what are the sense pleasures? Ye Durlabaha, the rarest. Kama includes Artha also, all of them. So Chandadaha, very freely. You need not hesitate at all. You just ask, no payment. Everything is available for the asking. And having offered all these earthly pleasures, Yama looks at Nachiketasa's expression. He is very intrigued. I have given whatever I can give to this guy. There is no change in this fellow. He looks at his expression. Whether he jams, whether he takes a paper and asks him to sign some contract and then say, hey, you told all these things to give. Now sign this paper so that you won't go back on your words. Whether he would change his mind or... But Nachiketas does not show even the remotest form of interest. He is so much completely not interested in any of them. So he sits as is. Now Yamadharmaraja is puzzled. Because Nachiketas is only a 9-year-old boy. We should remember. Up to this is Ihaloka Sukham. So all these were given or all the pleasures on earth. So from the third line, Yamadharmaraja wants to tempt him even further. So he wants to give him Swargaloka, Swargaloka Sukham also, which is indicated by Dharma Purushartha or Punya Purushartha, represents Paraloka Sukham. So what is that? It is the same Arthakama only, wealth and pleasures, but not those of this loka, this earth, but of the other loka, like Kamadenu. Here in this earth, there is no Kamadenu, but they have Kamadenu, Chintamani. So Kamadenu means what? Kamam, Kamam, Dogdhi, Iti Kamadenu ho. Whatever you want, you can milk from Kamadenu, anything you want. Only you have to think of the object. It is immediately ready, anything. And Kalpaka Vriksha, whatever Kalpana, imagination you have it. Chintamani, whatever you think, it will provide that to you. So, Sankalpa Matrena Purayati, Kalpaka Vriksha, Chintamani, Airavatam, Pushpaka Vimanam, all those things are all in the heavens. They are not on earth. So, they are the wealth of the heavenly worlds. And what are the pleasures of the heavenly world also? Dance, music, all the time. Ramba, Urvasi, Menaka, Tilottama, Harini, Gritadi, Manju, Gosha, Apsaras. All kinds of Apsaras women are there. They sing, they dance, music, serve you very well. It is not 1 month on a year. December music season only we have these days. But all round the year they have music season. So Yamadharmaraja says, all these you can take. Now if you look at the text, Ima Ramaha. Ramaha refers to the celestial women, Apsaras, all these Apsaras women. And Sarathaha, each one has got their own vehicle. There is no transportation problem for them. Saturyaha, each one has their own musical instrument also. They will sing and dance with their own instrument. Nahidrishaha, Lambaniyaha, Manushyaihi. Such a celestial one cannot even imagine in Bhuloka. Lambaniyaha. One cannot even imagine such people in Bhuloka. And what am I going to do? I will gift all of them to you. And not only they will sing and dance, what they can also do, Abir Mat Prathabihi Paricharayasva. You can make them serve you in any way you want. Paricharanam, Paricharanam. So this is called Sushrusha, service. May you get any service yourself by the celestial women, all free. And these three lines actually represent what? Paraloka Sukham. So first he gave the Ihaloka Sukham. And now he is giving the Paraloka Sukham or Paraloka Arthakama. That's what he is giving. So, Ihaloka Arthakama have been offered. Paraloka Arthakama have been offered. But one condition, what is the condition? Nachiketo Maranam Manuprakshihi. You should not ask for self-knowledge. That is the only condition. Choose between sense pleasures or self-knowledge. That is very difficult. So, what we generally like is both of them. Right? Everybody wants both. If I have to choose, I will choose sense pleasures and not the unknown self-knowledge. at least sense pleasures, I know I can experience them. But self-knowledge, I don't know what it is. Why ask for something which I don't know? That will be our conclusion. So Yamadharmaraja wants to find out what Nachiketas really wants. So Maranam, Marana Vishayaka Prashnam, or question related to death. Manuprakshihi, may ma anuprakshihi, may you not ask. This is the temptation test. So he is tempting him. So the first test is discouragement. He tested Nachiketas by discouraging him. And the second test by tempting him. But Nachiketas is going to win with distinction from all these tests that we will see in the next mantra, mantra number 26. Shobhava martyasya yatanta kaitate sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha api sarvam jivita malpameva tavaiva vahas tavanritya gite. Very dynamic. Up to the previous verse, Yama's words, they are from 23rd to 25th. Shloka number 23 to 25, they are all Yama's words. And 26 onwards, they are all Nachiketas' reply to Yama. First, we will see the fourth line of this shloka. Nritya gete, nritya gite tava bhavatam and vahaha tavaiva bhavantu. That's what Nachiketas says. O Yama, music and dance are all wonderful. It is so beautiful and nice. But keep them all with yourself. Tavaiva. What a punch on Yama's nose. And what about all these vehicles? You are giving me all these things. Vahaha api. Vahaha means vehicles. Vahaha api. Tavaiva bhavantu. All these vehicles are also so nice. But keep them with you. In short, Nachiketas rejects. Iha amutra phala bhogaha. Iha phala bhogaha, amutra phala bhogaha. Both he just rejects. And that's what we saw in Tattubodha also. Iha mutrartha phala bhoga viragaha. That is called vairagya. So Nachiketas rejects, indicating his vairagyam for all sense pleasures, whether it is in this world or in the world afterwards. So Nachiketas has shown his mumukshutvam also before. So he is showing his vairagyam now. So of the four qualifications of an adhikari, Nachiketas has shown two. Now we may get a doubt. Nachiketas has been shown here as a boy of 9 years. Right? 8-9 years. So Tagumha Kumaragum Santam Dakshinasu Niyamanasu. We read earlier. So it was pointed out earlier, he is a Kumaraha. Kumaraha is a boy less than 10 years of age, we said at that time. So when Nachiketas rejects all these pleasures, what one might think? Nachiketas rejects them because he is not grown up enough to appreciate the sense pleasures. And therefore he rejected it. People might wonder, like a child, if you offer a $100 bill to a child and a candy, the child does not know that the $100 can buy several candies. And so will vote for the candy only. And if you hand over the money, it will tear off and even put it in its mouth. So rejection can be either because of childishness or maturity. Now, in the case of Nachiketas, what is the cause of this rejection? So Nachiketas wants to show that he has rejected them not because of childishness. Or sometimes we may even reject some things out of frustration also. That is called, you know, grapes are sour philosophy. You know, people, they reject. You know, the fox and the grape story, we know. So is it like a person who got so much rejected with his married life? You know, people are married, they get so rejected with the married life, then they want to become sannyasis. It is a danger for sannyasa itself if such people come to sannyasis. So our failure in business, for example, or failure in exam. So rejection can be caused by immaturity or failure in life or childishness. So here we have to find out what kind of renunciation it is with Nachiketas. So the true renunciation is that which is born out of discrimination. The ability to discriminate what is right and what is wrong. That alone will stand the test of time. So such a maturity born renunciation alone is a ripe renunciation. So Nachiketas wants to point out that he has rejected them not because of this immaturity or anything, but because of thorough knowledge of their limitation. I reject them fully, knowing the limitation of those sense objects. And what are those limitations? Nachiketas himself talks about all of them here. The first limitation is shobhavaha. These are all important verses for us to learn. Shobhavaha, the objects whose future is unpredictable. These are all objects whose future is unpredictable, whose longevity is not known. Shankaracharya beautifully, he writes, shvaha bhavishyanti va na bhavishyanti va iti vaktum ashakyaha. You cannot say whether the sense object will be there tomorrow or not. We alone sense objects, we don't even know about ourselves whether we will exist tomorrow or not. So the way, traffic and all these days is, there is a motorcycle which is called Yamaha. Swamiji says, there is a motorcycle called Yamaha. Swamiji, he beautifully says, Rajadut, also another motorcycle or scooter or something in India. So it is Yamarajadut. So Yamarajadut is Yamarajadut Ityartha. So one is Yamaha, another is Yamarajadutaha. So all these vehicles, they are enough. So we will survive or not, nobody knows. So whatever we possess, we will have tomorrow or not, nobody knows. So Makuru Dana Jana Yavana Garvam Harati Nimeshat Kalat Sarvam. And you want my happiness to depend on those unpredictable objects? He is asking Yamadhamaraja. To depend upon unpredictable objects is to depend upon unpredictable happiness. And if your happiness is going to be constantly unpredictable, you are never going to enjoy life at all. You are going to have anxiety only all the time. So Nachiketa says, Shobhavaha. And who is responsible for this condition? How courageous he is, if we can see it here. This unpredictability, he is telling to Yamadharmaraja, this unpredictability of life is because of what? It is because of you only. You are called Antakaha. Yamadharmaraja, another name for Yamadharmaraja is Antakaha. You are called Antakaha. Antaka means sarvasya antam karoti, one who puts an end to everything. And so you alone make things unpredictable, unreliable. So you must know better, and so I don't want to depend on them at all, because you are the cause for all that. So he martyasya antaha, O destroyer of everything mortal, all things in life are unpredictable. Not only that, even if they are going to survive longer, you make them permanent, let us say. He says, even if the sense pleasures are permanent, the sense organs that I have, with which I have to enjoy them, they lose their capacity to enjoy over a period of time. If you keep on watching TV for hours, you get a headache. If you go on eating, your system will tell you. So you have false teeth, false hair, false eyes. So, sarvendriyanam tejaha jarayanti. The sense pleasures weaken the faculties of every sense organ. So, why can't I go to Brahmaloka, if one can ask? Because there you have got very, very long life. So, Nachiketa says, I don't want to buy those arguments because api sarvam jivitam alpameva. Even if I go to Brahmaloka, I cannot be there permanent also. I can have a long life, but that also will have a last day. So, which intelligent person will vote for these perishable sense pleasures? And so, I am rejecting all of them, not out of foolishness or childishness, but out of wisdom, but out of analytical thinking. Nitya, anitya, vastu vivekaha. With that ability to discriminate, what is nitya vastu, permanent? And what is anitya vastu, impermanent? So Nachiketa shows his viveka in these lines. Shloka 27. Na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha lapsya mahe vittam adrakshma chetva jivishyamaha yavadishishyasitvam varastu me varaniyaha saeva. Now Nachiketa reveals his discrimination further, ability to discriminate further, viveka shakti. Even though he is young in age, in terms of his maturity, he is very old. So he is a jnana vriddha. Even though he is only, now he is not a vayo vriddha, he is a jnana vriddha. So he says, O Yamadharmaraja, I know one important thing in life. ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ విజ్డమ్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ రియలీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు హ్యావ్ దాట్ విజ్డమ్ యు నో వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ మనుష్య విత్తేన న తర్పణీయ మనీ కెనాట్ గివ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఫుల్నెస్ మెనాట్ గివ్ పీస్ సెక్యూరిటీ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ న తర్పణీయ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ బేసిక్ నీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ మనీ కెనాట్ గివ్ ఇఫ్ మనీ కెన్ గివ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆల్ రిచ్ పీపుల్ షుడ్ బి యూనిఫామ్లీ హ్యాపీ రైట్ ఇఫ్ మనీ కెన్ గివ్ ఆల్ దీస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆల్ రిచ్ పీపుల్ షుడ్ బి యూనిఫామ్లీ హ్యాపీ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఎ స్టాటిస్టికల్ స్టడీ I don't say all rich people are uniformly unhappy. What I say is there are many people, rich people, in spite of all their wealth, they are still unhappy. Indicating that between wealth and happiness, there is no cause and effect relationship at all. If there is a cause-effect relationship between the two things, then the rule will be what? Wherever that cause is, there should be the effect. Not only that, if richness is the cause of happiness, then all the poor people should be uniformly unhappy. If all the rich people should be uniformly happy and all poor people should be uniformly unhappy. But that is not so also. We don't see that. Many poor people are happy also. So we come to the conclusion that money and happiness do not have a cause and effect relationship. Happiness is connected with something else, not with money. That is why we have told too many times, happiness does not depend upon what I have, but happiness depends on what I am. Happiness depends on what I am and not what I have. So concentrate on what you are. Don't concentrate on what you have. So Nachiketas tells, this is a $1 million statement. Money does not guarantee peace and joy. And then on, Nachiketas recognizes, even though money is not capable of giving me permanent happiness, but money is required for conducting the life. Day-to-day life, you need money. We only say money cannot give happiness, that is true, but we don't say money is useless. We have to be very careful. Money can give so many things. It can give me food, it can give me clothing, shelter, other needs of life. That is why during Navaratri, we worship all the three forms of goddesses, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Durga for health and valor, Lakshmi for wealth, Saraswati for wisdom. So Nachiketas recognizes the value of wealth also. But he says very intelligently, I need money, but I don't want to waste my boon for the sake of money. You know how intelligent he is? He knows I need money, he says, but I don't want to waste my boon for the sake of money. Because why he says so? He says, when I go back, you are going to gift money to me. Because Yama has plans or not, Nachiketas has decided this. Why? Because he says, I have visited you and you are a great devata. So when I go back, will you send me empty-handed? You are not going to send me empty-handed. So certainly I will have wealth and long life because I got your friendship. And so not through the boon I have to seek this, but because of your friendship, I will have money and I will have long life. So he says, Tva adrakshma chetu vittam lapsyamahe. Since I have seen you, I have met you, I am definitely going to get wealth from you. Adrakshma. Now that we have seen, lapsyamahe, I shall acquire, I shall get. Not only I will get wealth, jivishyamaha yavadishishyasi. I will get a long life. As long as you are the head of the department of death. And your department will not fall away also. You are going to be busy all the time. And you are going to exist all the time. So yavat. Yavat means as long as. Ishishyasi. Actually it should be ishishyase. Whether you will rule. As long as you rule as the lord of death. I know that you will not kill me. As long as you are the ruler of death. You are not going to kill me because we are friends now. Therefore, I will have long life. I'll be free. I will also have a lot of money. That will also be freely available. So, I have got the third boon. So, through that, I want self-knowledge only. So, these two things I am going to get just because of my friendship. Not through the boon. So, now I will make use of the boon only to get the third one, namely self-knowledge. And therefore, வரஸ்து மே வரணீயகா சஏவ. த ஒன்லி பூன் ஐ ஹவ் டு ஆஸ்க் இஸ் த பூன் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஐ எம் நாட் வில்லிங் டு காம்ப்ரமைஸ் அட் ஆல். ஸோ தட் இஸ் நச்சிகேதஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட். மந்த்ரா 28. அஜீரியதாம் அமிர்தானாமுபேத்ய ஜீரியன் மர்த்யா கதஸ்தஹ பிரஜானன் அபித்யாயன் வர்ணரதி பிரமோதான் அதிதீர்கே ஜீவிதே கோரமேத. ஹியர் நச்சிகேதஸ் ஃபர்தர் ஆர்கியூஸ் பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் தட் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி தட் ஐ ஹவ் நவ் இஸ் த ரேரஸ்ட் அண்ட் இஸ் ஐடியல் ஃபார் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். அண்ட் இஃப் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு லூஸ் திஸ் நோ ஒன் வில் ஃபர்கிவ் மீ ஃபார் தட் மிஸ்டேக் அண்ட் ஸோ ஐ ஆம் நெவர் கோயிங் டு கமிட் தட் மிஸ்டேக் அட் ஆல். ஸோ ஒய் டு ஐ கன்சிடர் திஸ் இஸ் அன் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி ரேர் அண்ட் ஐடியல்? ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் த ரீசன் இன் த செகண்ட் லைன். கொதஸ்தஹ பூலோகவாசி, கொதஸ்தஹ மீன்ஸ் பூலோகவாசி, கொதஹ கொதஹ மீன்ஸ் எர்த் விச் இஸ் டவுன் பிலோ. கூ பிளஸ் அதஹ இஸ் கொதஹ. ஸோ கூ மீன்ஸ் பூமி அண்ட் அதஹ மீன்ஸ் டவுன் பிலோ. ஸோ ஒய் டஸ் நச்சிகேதஸ் சே தட் பூலோகா இஸ் டவுன் பிலோ? பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் ஃப்ரம் தி ஹெவன்லி வேர்ல்ட். அண்ட் ஆஸ் அ பூலோகவாசி வாட் இஸ் மை லாட்? ஜீரியன் மர்த்யஹ, ஐ ஆம் அஃப்ளிக்டட் பை டூ பேசிக் டிசீசஸ் விச் இஸ் காமன் டு எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் டூ? ஜரா அண்ட் மரணம், டெரிபிளி ஃபைட்டிங் திங்ஸ். ஓல்ட் ஏ ஜரா அண்ட் மரணம், டெத். தட் இஸ் த டைம் வென் யமா ஹாஸ் ஃபுல் கண்ட்ரோல் ஓவர் அஸ். வென் வி ஆர் யங் வி வில் ஹாவ் வில் பவர், ஸ்ட்ரென்த். வி கேன் ஈவன் டெவலப் இம்யூனிட்டி அண்ட் ஃபைட் அகேன்ஸ்ட் ஆல் டிசீசஸ். யமதுல் ராஜா வில் சே அட் தட் டைம், வெயிட், ஐ வில் ஹாவ் அ டே, ஏ டைம் வில் கம் வென் ஆல் யுவர் இம்யூனிட்டி வில் நாட் ஹெல்ப் யூ அட் ஆல், தே வில் கம் டவுன் அண்ட் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜெரா. தென் ஜெரா என்ஸ் அப் இன் மரணம். ஸோ நச்சிகேதஸ் டெல்ஸ் ஆஸ் அ பூலோகவாசி ஐ ஆம் அண்டர் த கிரிப் ஆஃப் ஜெரா மரணம். திஸ் இஸ் கண்டிஷன் நம்பர் ஒன். அண்ட் இஃப் யூ லுக் அட் தேர்ட் லைன், வர்ணரதி பிரமோதான் அபித்யாயன் ஐ ஹவ் தாட் ஓவர் ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மியூசிக் அண்ட் டான்ஸ். வர்ணஹா, வர்ணஹா மீன்ஸ் மியூசிக், ரத்திஹி மீன்ஸ் என்டர்டைன்மெண்ட். ஸோ வர்ண ரதி பிரமோதான், பிரமோதஹா மீன்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ். ஸோ பிளஷர்ஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மியூசிக் அண்ட் என்டர்டைன்மெண்ட் அபித்யாயன் ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி தாட் அபவுட் ஆல் தேட். ஹேவிங் தாட் அவுட் வெரி வெல் பிரஜானன் ஐ ஹவ் வெரி கிளியர்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தர் லிமிடேஷன். So there cannot be a remedy for the problem of jara and maranam, old age and death. Music and entertainment cannot make me free from them. This is my lot as a bhulokavasi. So I am sincerely desiring to get out of the grip of jara and maranam, and by chance I have landed here and I am in front of a person who has transcended jara and maranam, then namely yourself. So now if you look at the first line, ajiryatam அமிர்தானாம் உபேத்திய. உபேத்திய மீன்ஸ் ஹவ் ரீச். ஐ ஹவ் ரீச் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் கான்கர்ட் ஜெரா அண்ட் மரணம். பிகாஸ் யம தர்மராஜா இஸ் எ ஜானி ஹூ ஹாஸ் கான்கர்ட் மார்டாலிட்டி. தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் சஃபரிங் ஃப்ரம் சம்சாரா டிசீஸ், சம்சார ரோகா, அண்ட் ஐ எம் சின்சியர்லி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் கெட்டிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் டிசீஸ். அண்ட் ஹியர் இஸ் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி காட் அவுட் ஆஃப் தட் டிசீஸ், ஹூ இஸ் எ ஜானி. அண்ட் ஹியர் இஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் த மெடிசின் ஃபார் திஸ் டிசீஸ், சம்சார ரோக ஔஷதம் யூ ஹாவ். ஸோ ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் எனி திங் எல்ஸ்? அண்ட் ஸோ ஹீ சேஸ் அதி தீர்கே ஜீவிதே கஹா ரமேத. விச் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் வில் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் த சோ கால்ட் லாங் லைஃப் இன் தி ஹெவன் ஆர் எர்த்? ஹூ வில் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் லாஞ்சிவிட்டி? நோ ஒன் வில் டூ தேட். எனி இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன் வில் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி ஒன்லி, நாட் லாங் லைஃப் அண்ட் ஆல் தேட் திங். அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹவ் அன் ஐடியல் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு மிஸ் திஸ் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி அட் ஆல். த லாஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா, ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 29. யஸ்மின் நிதம் விசிகித்சந்தி மிருத்யோ யத் சம்பராயே மகதி ப்ரூஹி நஸ்தத் யோயம் வரஹ கூடமனுப்ரவிஷ்ட நானியம் தஸ்மாத் நச்சிகேதாவ்ரிணீதே. ஸோ நச்சிகேதஸ் கன்க்ளூட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் தட் ஹீ டஸ் நாட் வாண்ட் எனி பூன் அதர் தேன் ஆத்ம ஜானம், ஆத்ம வித்யா. அண்ட் ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் த ரீசன் ஃபார் தட் சாய்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. த தேர்ட் லைன், ஐஎம் வரஹா. ஐஎம் வரஹா மீன்ஸ் திஸ் பூன், திஸ் பூன் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். இட்ஸ் நாட் அன் ஆர்டினரி பூன். கூடம் அனுப்பிரவிஷ்டா, இட் இஸ் கூடம், இட் இஸ் ஹிடன், ஹிடன் விஸ்டம். இட் இஸ் நாட் ஈஸிலி அக்சசிபிள், விச் யமா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஹஸ் பாயிண்டட் அவுட் ஏர்லியர். ஈவன் த தேவதாஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஷூர் ஆஃப் திஸ். ஸோ ஹி யமா யமதர்மராஜா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் டோல். సో ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్, ఎస్మిన్ ఇదం విచికిత్సంతి విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దిస్ బోన్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ డౌట్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ 12 సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ. ఇఫ్ యూ రియలీ లుక్ ఎట్ అవర్ వేదాంత, దర్ ఆర్ 12 సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ. 6 సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ కాల్డ్ ఆస్తిక దర్శనాస్, అండ్ 6 సిస్టమ్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ నాస్తిక దర్శనాస్. సో ఈచ్ సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఆత్మా ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వే. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే దట్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ ద సెల్ఫ్, ది సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద బాడీ నోషన్. సమ్ సే నో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద బాడీ బట్ ఐఎమ్ ది మైండ్. అండ్ సమ్ ఆర్ ద సేమ్ ఐఎమ్ నైదర్ ద బాడీ నాట్ ద మైండ్ ఐఎమ్ ద సోల్. అండ్ అమంగ్ దోస్ హూ సే ఐఎమ్ ద సోల్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వెరైటీస్ ఆల్సో. సమ్ సే సోల్ ఈజ్ ఇనర్ట్, సమ్ సే సోల్ ఇస్ సెన్షియంట్, అణుహు ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, నైదర్ అణు నార్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, ఆల్ దీస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ దర్స్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ కన్ఫ్యూషన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. అండ్ హౌ క్యాన్ ఐ గెట్ దిస్ విజ్డమ్ క్లియర్లీ అన్లెస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ కేపబుల్ ఆచార్య. అండ్ వెన్ హ్యావ్ సచ్ అన్ ఆచార్య, వెన్ ఐ హ్యావ్ వన్ హియర్, షుడ్ ఐ నాట్ గెట్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ వేగస్ట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆత్మా కహ దట్ సబ్జెక్ట్. దర్ ఫోర్ ఎస్మిన్ ఇతం విచికిత్సంతి దిస్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ డౌటెడ్ బై ఆల్ పీపుల్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ సంపరాయే మహతి. సో ఇన్ ద కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వరల్డ్ దిస్ ఆత్మ విద్య ఈజ్ డీలింగ్ విత్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ ఆత్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ఎంపెరికల్ లైఫ్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ ది ఆత్మా కంటిన్యూస్ టు సర్వైవ్. దట్ మీన్స్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ద ఎంపెరికల్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ఈవెన్ సైన్స్ దట్ వీ నో. దట్ ఈస్ వై సైన్స్ విల్ నెవర్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డీల్ విత్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అట్ ఆల్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ అవర్ ట్రెడిషన్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ అపౌరుషేయ విషయ, బియాండ్ హ్యూమన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ కాగ్నిషన్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ఆత్మ విద్య విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ హిడన్ గూడమ్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హ్యాస్ డౌట్స్. డీలింగ్ విత్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ సెల్ఫ్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ టైమ్ స్పేస్ అండ్ ఎంపిరికాలిటీ, సచ్ అన్ ఆత్మ విద్య అలోన్ ఐ మస్ట్ గెట్, నథింగ్ మోర్ నథింగ్ లెస్. అన్యం నచికేత న వృణీతే, అదర్ దాన్ సచ్ ఎ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అన్యం న నచికేతస్ విల్ నాట్ సెటిల్ ఫార్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ న వృణీతే. ఆల్ ది శ్లోకాస్ దే రివీల్ నచికేతస్ వివేక వివేకశక్తి. సో శ్లోకాస్ 9-9 శ్లోకాస్ 21-29 ద ఉపనిషత్ రివీల్స్ ద వివేకశక్తి వైరాగ్యం అండ్ ద తీవ్ర ముముక్షుత్వం. అండ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ ద సమాధి షట్క సంపత్తి ఆర్ సెల్ఫ్ డిసిప్లిన్స్? నచికేతస్ డిసిప్లిన్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఆల్రెడీ రివీల్డ్ త్రూ ద స్టోరీ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, వర్ నచికేతస్ హ్యాడ్ ద కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ ఇన్ లిసనింగ్ టు యమాస్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద రిచువల్, ది నాచికేతాగ్ని రిచువల్. హీ రిమెంబర్డ్ ద రిచువల్, హీ రిపీటెడ్ బ్యాక్ టు యమా. ఆల్ దిస్ ఇండికేట్ వాట్? నచికేతస్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ మైండ్ కంట్రోల్, సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్, కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, శ్రద్ధ, తితిక్ష, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, బికాస్ హీ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ఫర్ 3 days విత్ హంగర్, ఇండికేటింగ్ దట్ హీ హెస్ గాట్ సమాధి షట్క సంపత్తి ఆల్సో. దర్ ఫోర్ వీ నో నచికేతస్ ఈస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్, హీ ఈస్ ఎ క్వాలిఫైడ్ అధికారి. నౌ యమధర్మరాజా ఈస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. సో బిఫోర్ టీచింగ్ ఫర్దర్ యమధర్మరాజా ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్రైజ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ హిస్ స్టూడెంట్, which we will see in the next webinar. With this, the Prathama Valli, the first Valli of Katha Upanishad is concluded. We will see the second Valli in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.